Next case, please.
The next application is 11,864. Robert L. and Sue Ann Palmer seek variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-172G7 and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Bark Road in the White House Beach Development off White House Road. 911 address is 35432 Bark Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is 234, map 30, parcel 6, unit 22037. Specifically, they're requesting a 6.1-foot variance, a 2.4-foot variance, and a 3.7-foot side variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board, for the record, I'm Tim Willard with Fuque Willard Stevens and Shop. That's the first time I've had to say that. It's sort of a mouthful.
That is.
We've joined Mr. Shop's firm, or he's joined our firm, so.
Oh, great.
We have office. We're keeping his office over here, but we also have his office in Lewis, so.
All right.
Combined efforts, so. I'm here tonight to represent Robert and Sue Palmer, and they're asking for the variances that were described to you. This is Robert and Sue. They're originally from Maryland. Both of them worked for Maryland Department of Transportation for about 35 years. They've decided to retire here. In 2013, they bought a property in White House Beach, which is up on the screen now.
Okay.
The property, it was approximately 60 feet by 68 feet by 96. And once the survey is up, and I don't know if Janelle's going to pull that up, you see the location of the property. There's the lot. And White House Beach, as you've all probably familiar with, it's a conditional use mobile home park, somewhat unique in and of itself. This property is approximately 6,000 square feet. It's not really a rectangle because it doesn't have right angles, but you see the dimensions of it. If you're looking at the survey, you see the mobile home that's there. That was there when they purchased it. And when they purchased the mobile home, they inquired about putting a garage onto the property, and they were told they could do that. But this was in 2013. So they made plans to do that, and they got approval from the White House Beach Association, which is Inc., because they have to give the original approval for the conditional use. And in October 16, 2014, they gave them plans to build a 30 by 32-foot garage. And I have the letter that I just actually received it tonight. I'll hand it up. This is actually dated October 16, 2014 from White House Beach. We have reviewed the attached drawing submitted by Robert Palmer to connect the 30-foot by 32 addition to his home on lot 110. Please be advised that we have approved their request and ask that a building permit be issued, provided they comply with all county ordinances. If I may.
Yeah, sure, please.
So I'll just give you a little background to see how we got here today.
Sure.
So what they did is they ended up pouring the actual pad site for this garage. And when they did that, you'll see Wes Hegwood is actually the representative that represents the White House. It was discussed that the far back corner, and if I may approach a screen.
Yes, you sure can.
The variance we're asking for. Because it's 5 foot setback for rear and side, but there's in chapter 115, 172 G7, which is the conditional use mobile home section, buildings have to be 20 feet apart, accessory buildings. So if you see right here, and he had this discussion with White House, and they said we have to get a variance if that's the case, and sure enough, that's what the statute said. So this building and this building was 13.9 feet apart. So that's why we're asking for the 6.1-foot variance between this building and this building. What makes this sort of even more unique is this shed right here. It's described in a shed. John Roach did this survey. It's actually a corn crib. It's like a 100-year-old corn crib. This is the main property for White House, the main house. That's why it's described as open space. But before the Palmers even bought the property, they they put this, this corn crib that actually goes up like this, and it's apparently like over 100 years old. But that's the variance we're asking for, the 6.19 feet. In addition, when they bought the property, these two sheds were here, and because they're under 600 feet, well, the variance there, I mean, the setback should be 5 feet, so that's why we're asking for a variance there, 3.7, and a variance over here to get to 5 at 2.4. So those are the variances. I don't mind telling you, and Mr. Palmer would tell you, quite frankly, that once this is approved and up as is, that these sheds may be removed because they won't be necessary. They're in the process of moving down. So that's the background on the property. And in fact, in June, or no, it was just this summer when they went to get a building permit to build the 30 by 32 square foot garage. Oh, I'm sorry. They were able to get the building permit, and I'll hand that to you. That expires next summer. As to your elements for approving a variance, I think some of what I've already described is somewhat unique. The property is only 6,000 square feet. It's 69 by 96. It's kind of unusual shape that it's not just a plain rectangle. It's also somewhat unique because they didn't create the reason for the variance, which happens to be this 100-year-old corn crib, which the Palmers tell me is more of a beehive than anything else, but I guess it has some historic value. It's the kind of corn crib that the walls go up like this to the side, and the sides are all like logs. Cannot otherwise be developed. Well, if you'll see that the mobile home is not perfectly aligned parallel to the side of the property, so to put a garage on it, they wanted to make it go to the back of the property so they wouldn't take up their driveway property, so that's why they put it in the rear. The original concrete pad, there was some effort to make that line go more parallel, but to try to keep it somewhat square. We believe it is a reasonable use, considering the size of the residence is fairly small. They don't have much storage space, so that would be a reasonable use, and it's one of the only ways they can develop it. It was not created by the applicant. When they bought the property, the shed was there, which created, or the corn crib, I'll call it, was there, which required the need for the variance. They didn't put it there, and the owners of the developers of the property chose to put it there rather close. And you can see the measurements there. It's only like 2 feet from their property line. Finally, it will not alter the essential area of the neighborhood. I checked the file today. There was no opposition. If you saw the overhead that was up there before, there are some other outbuildings and accessory buildings and garages in the neighborhood, so we don't believe it would alter the neighborhood or the character of the neighborhood. And it's, we think, the minimum variance required because it is put back in the rear of the property. If any of you have all been to White House, it is rather a unique neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The Palmers indicated to me that they like it because they can have a golf cart there in the neighborhood, and everybody has their golf carts, and that's where they keep would keep that in there, so they don't have to leave it out. He also has, I think it's an old Corvette that he'd like to keep there as well. So I think they've met the elements of what requires for a variance, sort of a unique situation. They'd like to be able to establish that.
Okay.
And I can present Mr. Palmer to you if you like.
Well, if you want to have him sworn in case there's some questions from members of the board, we'd appreciate that.
You all right?
And then we'll start. You go down there, sir, to be sworn in in front of Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Just state your name and address for the record.
Robert Lee Palmer. We're currently, our main address is still in Maryland. We haven't moved yet. It's 8448 Rolling Ridge Court in Ellicott City, Maryland, 21043.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. You can go back up to the podium. Yeah, I'm going to start with any questions with you, Mr. Hudson.
So the only thing that's been constructed so far is just the concrete pad, correct?
That's not correct. The framing has begun. And I don't know if you've been out there. We had this discussion about that and how that could be an issue. They got the builder who does all the building at White House to do this, and they kind of embraced that. He's got a 90-year-old mother, and he was under pressure to get this done so they could get storage in there.
Right.
My client is well aware that if you don't give them this, and if we don't win on appeal, he'll be lopping off 6 feet of his garage. So he did that at his own peril.
Okay. Well, I appreciate being honest about that.
And the concrete pad was poured
right
originally, and that's, you know, but White House is behind him, so.
Okay. Thank you. Any further? Mr. Workman?
So they poured a pad first and then later started the building, garage, or same?
No, they, oh, I'm sorry, that was a question to you,
pardon?
But.
They started to pour the pad and the pad had been done for a while, then they started the building.
Yes, everything was done within White House Beach oversight and so forth. Even Mr. Wes Hegwood, he had come down with the location and so forth originally, and it wasn't realized that the 20 feet was necessary to the corn crib.
Okay.
It wasn't identified till after the fact.
I, in fact, didn't meet Mr. Palmer till this summer when things were kind of underway.
And that's okay.
That's when we
so you were approved anyway. You thought everything was fine to go.
Yeah, and White House Beach also approved the construction of the garage. In other words, proceeding with it and so forth. I had a meeting with them and they were okay with it, but they just said, get the variance, please, from the county.
And that's okay. When we hired John Roach to do the survey.
Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, questions for Ms. Cornwell. How was this advertised?
This was advertised for side yard and rear yard setback. The separation distance was addressed in a previous variance.
Now, was that just for the shed or the proposed garage? Because it would, when I look at it now, it looks like it may be for that rear shed to the
also
corn crib.
Well, if I may?
Sure.
Just looking at the notice, it cites 115-185F, which is the section that deals with the 20-foot separation. And then it also cites, I'm sorry, 172G7 is the 22 separation. And your notice also cites the 5-foot for sheds under 600 square feet. So it looks like it was properly noticed for the what we're asking, the two shed variances and then the 20-foot separation. At least the sections, it looks like, are correct.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we try to be correct in all of them. I know typically what we've done in the past is when it's not verbatim properly advertised, we do have the right section there. So I think anybody that, you know, would have looked at that section would have known it.
Did you say they had a variance before?
In 1985, there was a variance for the separation distance.
Oh, there was already for that shed.
For the manufactured home.
Couple other questions. Was there a permit for the corn crib on the adjacent property? And if so, why wasn't the separation issue taken care of then with the sheds?
If the corn crib is as old as Mr. Willard has stated it is,
they moved it there.
Yeah, it's
doesn't matter how old it is. It would be no different than if I bought a brand new shed and put there. It's a different structure.
We would have to research it to see
permit
if it was a
required
permit. Because again, we would have looked up permits for this, but not for that adjacent.
And you weren't looking for separation, so okay. Because that would be my question. What came first, the chicken or the corn crib? But anyway.
It's funny, Mr. Mills. I asked Mr. Palmer when we were preparing for the hearing. I said, I wonder if they got a permit.
Right.
And so maybe because it was a corn crib, nobody knew what to do with it.
Okay.
Today.
And the other question I have does this exceed the 35% of lot coverage?
I don't believe
it. Because on the permit, it states no more than 35%.
I did not do the math. I'd have to do the math in, give me just a minute. It's about About 30%, so it is under the 35%.
With the sheds?
I didn't include the sheds, and again, if the sheds end up being removed, that would not be that much. And again, it's at like 30.3, based on a very quick estimate. So, and again, I don't think the sheds would get it to 35.
Okay.
My rough math is under 35 too, but I usually Mr. Roach would bring that to our attention if it was, but.
Okay. He's got a note about it, so I would have thought he would have.
He would have brought it to our attention usually, that's.
No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Yeah, two, I guess. The shed's replaced by a prior owner, I presume.
That's correct, yep.
And Mr. Palmer, I don't recall I heard you. do you affirm the statements made by Mr. Willard as true and correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, I think that's all I've got, Mr.
Chairman. All right, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 11,864. I'd like to know more about that corn crib and if it was permitted. And,
so, Mr. Mills,
to leave the hearing open for that purpose.
Okay.
Leave it open. Okay.
For that limited purpose, the staff to research the permitting of the corn crib,
yep,
and the surrounding structures.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. And we leave open case number 11,864 until our next regular meeting, which would be November the 21st, to allow the staff time to research the permits on the crib and any of the other structures. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote 4-0, case number 11,864 will be left open until, again, our November the 21st meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.